Rick Santorum campaigns in Texas today, hoping to capitalize on his three-state sweep in yesterday's caucuses in Colorado and Minnesota and that non-binding primary Missouri. If the victories were a blow to frontrunner Mitt Romney, they were symbolic because no delegates were awarded. So where are we on the GOP delegate count? And with Mitt Romney in such a strong lead, what does it matter going forward? Alexander Burns is national political reporter for Politico. Alex, you write today that Santorum did deal an embarrassing setback to Mitt Romney's campaign, but Romney has almost twice as many delegates. So why was this embarrassing?
The fact of the matter is, the biggest challenge for Romney since the beginning of his campaign has been convincing conservatives that they can trust him and showing the country that he's going to have a unified Republican Party behind him. He campaigned in two of the three states. He spent money, and they rejected him for Rick Santorum. So this really does give Santorum in particular, but all the conservative candidates in this race, one more shot at making the argument to their donors and to voters that they deserve real consideration as potential nominees.
Well, one of the other conservative candidates, Newt Gingrich, who's in Ohio today, managed only a third-place finish in Colorado yesterday. Ron Paul took second in Minnesota. But might Rick Santorum have benefited yesterday from a sort of a culture war moment? We have that Susan B. Komen Foundation funding of Planned Parenthood, President Obama's mandate that religious universities and hospitals make contraceptions available to their employees in healthcare policies, and then the court decision in California yesterday overturning that state's ban on same-sex marriage. It's going to the Supreme Court. You know, might Santorum have benefited from those issues? And, you know, those issues, who knows how long they're going to last?
Well, I think he'll certainly benefit from those issues going forward. It's hard to know exactly what was driving folks to the polls last night and yesterday because networks, the Associated Press, did not do exit polling. But, you know, clearly a state like Minnesota is a state where the Republican base is heavily socially conservative. Those are folks who probably do identify with Santorum. And these cultural issues have been in Santorum's wheelhouse for his entire political career, and they've consistently been some of Mitt Romney's greatest liabilities. I'm not saying that I think that the terms of this race in the big picture have necessarily been transformed. I still think the economy is front and center, and that helps Mitt Romney. But if you're a candidate like Rick Santorum, who has been sort of pigeonholed for a while as the Christian conservative guy, you know, the terms have shifted just enough that that's maybe not a liability anymore.
And yet, Rick Santorum may be thinking just what you were thinking, which is that, you know, at bottom, the issues are the economy and jobs, because he downplayed the cultural issues on Fox News today and said, you know, he's been talking about jobs and the economy. So maybe he wants to avoid being pigeonholed as the religious conservative candidate going forward. Because talk a little bit about going forward. You know, right now, Romney has 107 delegates, Santorum 45, Newt Gingrich 32, Ron Paul just 9. Now, Ron Paul in particular has been saying his goal is to get enough of the delegates to have a fight or at least have a presence at the convention. But what has to happen going forward for that to happen?
I think of all the candidates, I think Ron Paul has had a particularly difficult last couple weeks. His campaign did kind of bring the political press along with the idea that, look, he might not be on a path to be the Republican nominee, but he was on a path to have a really serious presence, and because his supporters are so fired up, that he would do well in some of these low turnout caucus states. The best Ron Paul has done is second place, and he's only done that in one state. So I think that we're at the stage of this race where we need to start wondering, you know, is Ron Paul really a more sort of central figure in the party than he was 4 years ago?
Well, and we know that some of the days coming up are delegate rich. March 6th, Super Tuesday, you have 10 states holding either primaries or caucuses, more than 430 delegates at stake, and many of those areas voting are conservative. But what do you think is the math here? Can Santorum really overcome Romney in the delegate race, or is there another factor? Can he get just enough delegates to maybe have a fight at the convention?
What Santorum supporters will say is that they believe that if he scores a couple big wins against Romney in some of these larger states, that even if he still trails in the delegate count, it would be another setback to Romney that would lead the party to say, look, you know, maybe we need to keep this contest going. But the scale of this race is about to get a lot bigger, and that all plays to Romney's really very considerable financial advantage.
Because he has more money to campaign in all those areas.
He has more money. He has a national profile already built in. He has surrogate campaigners in all these states in a way that Rick Santorum just doesn't.
And yet, as we follow this race, you know, we also keep in mind anything can happen. Alexander Burns, national political reporter for Politico. Alex, thanks.
Thank you.